begins her classical collection. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio online. I'm Catherine Bott, saying if you have been, thanks for listening. And now it's time for Late Junction with Robert Sandell.
Hello and welcome to Late Junction with me, Robert Sandell, sitting in for the next 2 weeks. I've got a few themed programmes to share, starting tonight with a show celebrating the recent nuptials of Mr. and Mrs. Reed of downtown Manhattan, otherwise known as Laurie Anderson and her husband, Lou Reed. Married 2 years ago in Colorado, they're a creative partnership as much as a domestic item, even though so far they've never appeared on each other's records. This, for example, is not Laurie and Lou.
Sun's coming up like a big bald head bulging up at the grocery store. It's Sharky's day. It's Sharky's day today. Sharky wakes up and Sharky says, there was this man and there was this road, and if only I could remember these dreams. I know they're trying to tell me something. Strange dream. And Sharky says, I turn around, it's fear. I turn around again, and it's love. Oh yeah. Strange dreams. And a little girl sings, says, Mr. Sharky, he's not at his desk right now. Could I take a message? And the little girl sings,
Sharky, is this the heartbreak?
They sing,
Sharky, yeah, is this the heartbreak?
Sharky says, all of nature talks to me. If I could just figure out what it was trying to tell me. Listen. Trees are swinging in the breeze. They're talking to me. Insects are rubbing their legs together. They're all talking. They're talking to me. And short animals, they're bucking up on their hind legs. Talking. Talking to me. Hey, look out. Bugs are crawling on my legs. You know, I'd rather see this on TV. Tones of time. Sharky says,
I turn around. Fear.
I turn around again.
Nobody knows me. Nobody knows my name.
And Sharky says, all night long I think of those little planes up there, flying around, you can't even see them. They're specks, and they're full of tiny people going places. And Sharky says, you know, I bet they could all land on the head of a pin. He's gone wild. themselves down. Sharky says all life comes from some strange lagoon. Rises up, it bucks up to its full height from a boggy swamp on a foggy night. It creeps into your house, its life's light.
Laurie Anderson with a little help there from William Burroughs on Sharky's Day, the opening track of Anderson's album Mr. Heartbreak. Now, more recently, Lou Reed was one of the guest vocalists on Damon Albarn's latest Gorillaz project, Plastic Beach. Nothing very plastic, though, about Lou's timbre on this track.
Some kind of nature, some kind of soul, some kind of mixture, some kind of gold, some kind of majesty, some chemical load. Some kind of metal made up from glue, some kind of plastic I could wrap around you. The needy eat man-made, they wear phony clothes. They sit with our picture, but then they'll be
some kind of nature, some kind of soul, some kind of mixture, some kind of gold, some kind of majesty, some chemical load.
While me, I like plastics than digital foils to wrap up the sound and protect the girls from the spiritual poison you expel at night. like phony clothes, but I really like my
some kind of nature.
Kind of Nature by Lou Reed and Gorillaz from their album Plastic Beach. Now, one of the highlights of tonight's show is Laurie Anderson's new album Homeland, which I reckon to be her strongest collection for some time. Word is that husband Lou told her when to stop EQing, remixing and fiddle-faddling with it, and true or not, it sounds more atmospheric than anything she's done since the early days. This is my favourite track, which Fiona played you recently, the gently apocalyptic Another Day in America.
So finally, here we are, at the beginning of a whole new era. The start of a brand new world. And now what? How do we start? How do we begin again? There are some things you can simply look up. Such as the size of Greenland, the dates of the famous 19th century rubber wars, Persian adjectives, the composition of snow, and other things you just have to guess at. And then again, today's the day, and those were the days, and now these are the days. And now the clock points histrionically to noon, some new kind of north. And so, which way do we go? What are days for? To wake us up, to put between the endless night. And by the way, here's my theory of punctuation. Instead of a period at the end of each sentence, there should be a tiny clock that shows you how long it took you to write that sentence. And another way to look at time is this. There was an old married couple, and they had always hated each other, never been able to stand the sight of each other, really. And when they were in their 90s, they finally got divorced. And people said, "Why did you wait so long? Why didn't you do this a whole lot earlier?" And they said, "Well, we wanted to wait until the children died." Ah, America. And yes, that will be America. A whole new place. Just waiting to happen. Broken up parking lots. Rotten dumps. Speedballs, accidents, and hesitation. Things left behind. Styrofoam. Computer chips. And Jim and John, oh, they were there. And Carol, too. Her hair pinned up in that weird beehive way she loved so much. And Craig and Phil moving at the pace of summer. And Uncle Al, who screamed all night in the attic. Yes, something happened to him in the war, they said, over in France. And France had become something we never mentioned. Something dangerous. Yes, some were sad to see those days disappear. The flea markets and their smells. The war. All the old belongings strewn out on the sidewalks. Mildewed clothes and old resentments and ragged record jackets. And ah, these days. All these days. What are days for? To wake us up. To put between the endless nights. And meanwhile, all over town, checks are bouncing and accounts are being automatically closed. Passwords are expiring. And everyone's counting and comparing and predicting. Will it be the best of times? Will it be the worst of times? Or will it just be another one of those times? Show of hands, please. And ah, this world. Which, like Kierkegaard said, can only be understood when lived backwards. Which would entail an incredible amount of planning and confusion. And then there are those big questions always at the back of your mind. Things like, are those two people over there actually my real parents? Should I get a second Prius? And you, you who can be silent in four languages, your silence will be considered your consent. Oh, but those were the days before the audience. And what the audience wanted, and what the audience said it wanted. And you know the reason I really love the stars? Is that we cannot hurt them. We can't burn them, or melt them, or make them overflow. We can't flood them, or blow them up. would turn them out. But we are reaching for them. We are reaching for them. Some say our empire is passing, as all empires do. And others haven't a clue what time it is, or where it goes, or even where the clock is. And oh, the majesty of trees, an unstoppable train. Different colored wonderlands, freedom of speech and sex with strangers. Dear old God, may I call you old? And may I ask, who are these people? America. We saw it. We tipped it over. And then we sold it. These are the things I whisper softly to my dolls. Those heartless little thugs dressed in calico kilts and jaunty hats and their perpetual white toothy smiles. And oh, my brothers, and oh, my sisters, what are days for? Days are where we live. The flow and then the flow. They come, they fade, they go and they go. No way to know exactly when they start or when their time is up. Oh, another day. Another dime. Another day in America. Another day. Another dollar. Another day. In America. And oh, my brothers. And oh, my long lost sisters. How do we begin again? How do we begin?
The sun was beating on the soldiers by the side of the road. There was a bright light, a shattering of shop windows. The bomb in the baby carriage was wired to the radio. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow-mo, the way we look to a soul, the way we look to a distant constellation that's dying in a corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. Don't cry, baby, don't cry, don't cry. It
was a dry wind, and it swept across the desert, and it curled into the circle of birth, and the dead sand falling on the children, the mothers and the fathers, and the automatic earth. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow-mo, the way we look to a song, the way we look to a distant constellation that's dying in a corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. Don't cry, baby, don't cry. Well, it's a turnaround jump shot. It's everybody jumpstart. Every generation throws a hero up the pop charts. Medicine is magical, and magical is art. Think of the boy in the bubble, and the baby with the baboon heart. These are the days of lasers in the jungle. Lasers in the jungle somewhere. Staccato signals of constant information, a loose affiliation of millionaires and billionaires and baby. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow-mo, the way we look to a song, a distant constellation that's dying in a corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. Don't cry, baby, don't cry. Don't cry.
Laurie Anderson, followed by her old buddy Peter Gabriel, and a cover version from his latest album, Scratch My Back. Now, covers are an easy game, but that's an exceptional take, I think, on Paul Simon's Graceland classic. I've never heard those lyrics stand out with such stark, scary clarity. And now, with a bit of crafty lateral digression, here's Paul Simon's son Harper, sounding very like a chip off the old block, with his own song, Ha Ha.
It's even money, you'd think it's funny if I got a pie in the face. One man's disasters, another one's laughter, it's old as the human race. Ha ha ha, laughing is all I do. But you've only known me since I've been lonely, so you don't believe it's true. You don't know me from an atom, and I don't know you from an Eve. We've only got boredom in common. Why don't we just get up, get out of here and leave and go? Ha ha ha, laughing all over the town. See, you've only known me since I've been lonely. I'm different when I'm fooling around.
Thank you.
up and lonely, so you don't believe it's true. It's true. One time I laughed all the way from Flagstaff, Arizona to Baton Rouge. Left a trail of one-liners and truck stops and diners. Ended up dazed and confused. Exhausted by mirth, I fell to the earth and slumbered for nearly a year. I could have been dead, but I met you instead. Now everything's perfectly clear.
Well, no mistaking who his dad is. That's Harper Simon with a track called Ha Ha from his debut album Harper Simon. And while we're on Walkabout, here's a quick catch-up with world maverick Jar Wobble from his latest excursion, Japanese Dub. It's OK, Lou. We'll be back with you in 5 minutes. Chihuahua with some Japanese dub there, which does exactly what it says on the tin. Coming up next, the Lou Reed song, an affectionate and larky pastiche by a northern British fan who calls himself David Cronenberg's wife and who yearns for Lou's charismatic youth as leader of the Velvet Underground. Suffice to say, there'll be some strong language on this, so look out for it.
So I'm walking down the road, special someone in my mind, and I want to tell her about all the things I like. Maybe it ain't when you're inside, and it's a surprise when you leave the house. The pavement, it smells damp and fresh, as you notice she's wearing her t-shirt inside out. Maybe it's a summer night, smells of lime trees and new cut parks. Feels so good in your short sleeves. Feels so good, 10 p.m. and not yet done. So you're in a good mood, but the party, it brings you down. If you don't want to go home barking, then stop acting like such a hound. Some people just want to find a way out of feeling like a coil spring. Some people, they try to type it out, or else engulf themselves in something feminine. Or maybe you want to swallow the world whole, or else drink it all away. But no matter what you type, what you drink, or who you sleep with, that feeling, it will remain. The man, if you really want to do, much harder to show your weakness and make others feel that they can too. But I don't want to join those boys at the fuck me, I'm sensitive school. Boys, put down your acoustic guitar for you. Just asking for a few more of those nights. Not sure which ones I mean, but please, just a few more of those nights. Then I'll no longer have to sing. How does it feel? Yeah, how does it feel? How does it feel?
The Lou Reed song by David Cronenberg's wife, although it could have been Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers there, I thought. Anyway, on to Lou Reed. We've been stalking this big beast for over half an hour now, and it's time to move in for the kill. This is from Lou Reed's last solo album, based on Edgar Allan Poe's narrative poem The Raven, with text spoken by Willem Dafoe. My feeling is that he was inspired by his wife's musical Moby Dick, but when I suggested this to him over lunch, Lou looked at me as if he might take me out with his fish knife.
Once upon a midnight dreary, as I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping, rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, tapping at my chamber door, "only this and nothing more." Muttering, I got up weakly, always I've had trouble sleeping. Stumbling upright, my mind racing, furtive thoughts flowing once more, I there hoping for some sunrise, happiness would be a surprise. Loneliness, no longer a prize. Rapping at my chamber door, seeking out the clever boar, lost in dreams forevermore, only this and nothing more. Hovering, my pulse was racing, stale tobacco, my lips tasting scotch, sitting upon my basin, remnants of the night before, came again. Infernal tapping on the door and in my mind jabbing. Is it in or outside rapping, calling out to me once more the fit and fury of Lenore, nameless here forevermore? And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of the purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before. So that now, oh wind, stop breathing, hoping yet to calm my breathing. 'Tis some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. Some lost visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This is it and nothing more. Deep into the darkness peering, long I stood there, wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming fantasies no mortal dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only word there spoken was the whispered name, Lenore. This I thought, and out loud whispered from my lips, the foul name festered, echoing itself, merely this and nothing more. Back into my chamber, turning, every nerve within me burning, when once again I heard a tapping, somewhat louder than before. Surely, said I, surely that is something at my iron staircase. Open the door to see what thread is. Open the window, free the shutters, let us this mystery explore. Oh, bursting heart, be still this once! And let this mystery explore. It is the wind and nothing more. Just one epithet I muttered, as inside I gagged and shuddered, when with manly flirt and flutter in there flew a stately raven. Sleek and ravenous as any foe, not the least obeisance made he, not a minute's gesture toward me of recognition or politeness, but perched above my chamber door. This foul and salivating visage, insinuating with its knowledge, perched above my chamber door, silent sat and staring. Nothing more. Askance, askew, the self-said fancy smiles at you, I swear, at this savage, vicious countenance it wears. Though you show here, shorn and shaven, and I admit myself forlorn and craven, ghastly, grim, an ancient raven wandering from the opiate shores, tell me what thy lordly name is, that you are not nightmare sewage, some dire powder drink or inhalation framed from flames of downtown lore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. And the raven, sitting lonely, staring sickly at my male sex only, that one word, as if his soul in that one word he did outpour. Pathetic! Nothing farther than he uttered, not a feather that he fluttered, till finally was I that muttered as I stared dully at the floor. Other friends have flown and left me, flown as each and every hope has flown before, as you no doubt will for the morrow, but the bird said, nevermore. Then I felt the air grow denser, perfumed from some unseen incense, as though accepting angelic intrusion, when in fact I felt collusion before the guise of false memories' respite. Respite through the haze of cocaine's glory, I smoke and smoke the blue vial's glory to forget at once the base Lenore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still, if bird or devil, by that heaven that bend above us, by that God we both ignore, tell this soul with sorrow laden, willful and destructive intent, how had lapsed a pure heart lady to the greediest of needs. Sweaty, arrogant, dickless liar, who ascribed nothing higher than a jab from prick to needle, straight to betrayal and disgrace, the conscience showing not a trace, quoth the raven, nevermore. Be that word our sign of parting, bird or fiend, I yelled upstarting, get thee back into the tempest, into the smoke-filled bottle shore. Leave no black plume as a token of the slime thy soul has spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken, quit as those have quit before. Take the talon from my heart and see that I can care no more. Whatever mattered came before, I vanished with the dead Lenore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. But the raven, never flitting, still is sitting, silent, sitting above a painting, silent painting of the forever silenced whore, and his eyes have all the seeming of a demon that is dreaming. And the lamplight over him streaming throws his shadow to the floor. I love she who hates me more. I love she who hates me more. And my soul shall not be lifted from that shadow, nevermore.
Lou Reed with the Raven there, with the spoken word by Willem Dafoe. Now, a complete change of mood and continent now, and a very skilled and beautiful collaboration this is between the African kora player Baloko Sissoko and the French cellist Vincent Segal. Two pieces from their forthcoming album, Chamber Music. Thank you.
Oti subu chijo kairo karwose. Hore jineide ka machi kora nda violoncelle. Umowi jinde.
Beautiful stuff there from Baloko Sissoko on Cora and Vincent Segal on cello. That's from their album Chamber Music. And now it's back to the theme and one of my favourite tracks from Laurie Anderson's debut album Big Science. A rather apt piece this, given the problems we've been having recently with failing technology. This is her busted aeroplane song, From the Air.
Your head in your hands. Captain says, put your hands on your head. Put your hands on your hips. This is your captain. We are going down.
Well, strange goings on at 30,000 feet. Meanwhile, back on the ground, Stephen Merritt, also known as Magnetic Fields, is having problems with unreliable friends and partners.
Thank you. something.
A nice slice of Life on Earth there. First you heard Stephen Merritt, also known as Magnetic Fields, with a couple of tracks called Dada Polka and Seduced and Abandoned. And that was followed by an old favourite from the dancing 90s, Funky Porcini, still hanging out there in the Ninja Tune stable. Now, Big Science was a strange-sounding place when Laurie Anderson released her debut album in 1982, but now it seems to fit the world we live in perfectly well, and the sense of wonder it conveys is all over the radio. Hey, it's where we live. From Big Science to the early 80s minimalist jukebox, and one of Michael Nyman's big hits, Chasing Sheep Is Best Left to Shepherds. He's just re-recorded this with Poland's Motion Trio, an engagingly frantic all-accordion troupe. Yee-haw, maybe. Magnificent. You're listening to Late Junction with me, Robert Sandal, and we're into the final furlong of tonight's themed programme now. This is the first of two last selections from Laurie Anderson's brand new Homeland album, Bodies in Motion. Not a track to exit the bath for, in my opinion. More soothing unguents, please.
We embody the spirit of motion. Our bodies in motion. We are bodies in motion. We dig down in the ocean, swing up to the stars. We own the moon and the earth. We're masters of Mars. We're bodies in motion. We embody the spirit of motion. Our ancestors cowered in caves, afraid of the dark and the thunder. Wrapped up in black magic and rage, they were slaves to their hunger. Now we fly across mountains and plains, we know all about time and big numbers. Bodies in motion. We embody the spirit of motion. I love you with all my heart. You have my devotion. I loved you from the start. We're bodies in motion. We embody the spirit of motion. Through the weight of the world, eternal speed. Puts a dent in my shoulder, burning my spleen, burning my spleen. Some say the future is crushed. Fighting for water and space. Chaotic and dark and loud. Everything used up and taken. But I say the future's within the still point of the mind. When we escape the ponder of time. to design religion. I would make it all about snow. No good or evil, and no suffering. Just perfect crystal speed. In ecstasy, 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 ecstasy. Eternal spin puts a dent in my shoulder, burning my spleen, burning my spleen. Ooh, the weight of the world. Eternal spin. Dig down in the ocean, swing up to the stars. We own the moon and the earth. We're masters of Mars. Spirit of motion.
Polly Anderson's Bodies in Motion, pursued by the striking instrumental sounds of Quack Quack and a piece called Perpetual Spinach. And I must say, I like the undefinable cut of their jib. But moving on, now it's time for our finale. First up, a song written by Lou Reed to Laurie Anderson as a proposal of marriage, which he's never recorded, but allowed Peter Gabriel to take on for his Scratch My Back project. It's a very simple, beautiful request, and an unusual one in our brusque 21st century courtship environment. To this, Late Junction responds with another track from Homeland, Strange Perfumes. Does Lou moisturise and seek out the fragrance bar after a good Tai Chi workout? Well, I guess that's enough impertinent inquiries into their union for one programme. Join me, Robert Sandel, for Late Junction tomorrow, when we'll be listening to what the folk crowd are getting up to. Until then, good night.
Sweat and strain. You look for sun, I look for rain. We're different people, we're not the same. The power of the sun. I look at treetops, you look for caps. Above the water, where the waves snap back. I flew around the world to bring you back. It was the power of your heart. The power of your heart. Oh, the power of your heart. All around the world to bring you back. Was the power of your heart. Of your heart. At me, I looked at you. Your sleepy heart was shining through. Wispy cobwebs that were breathing through. The power of the heart. I looked at you, you looked at me. I thought of the past, you thought of what could be. I asked you once again to marry me. The power of the heart. The power of the heart. The power of the heart. All around the world just to bring you home. That's the power of your heart. Of your heart. Everybody says love makes the world go round. I hear a bubble, I hear a sound of my heart beating, then I turn around. Find you standing at the door. You know me, I like to dream a lot of this and that and what is not. Finally, I figured out what was what. It was the power of your heart. Somehow we're in again.
power of the heart. I think I'm dumb, and I know you're smart. The beating of a purebred heart. I say this to you, and it's no lark. Marry me today. You know me, I like to dream a lot of what there is and what there's not. But mainly, I dream of you a lot. The power of your heart. The power of your heart. The power of your heart. All around the world to bring you back. It's the power of your heart.
These endless blue days.
perfect in their own way. Where does love go when love is gone? To what war-tossed city?
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Andre Previn playing and conducting Mozart, Tchaikovsky's Mozartiana Orchestral Suite, those are to come. First, though, an hour of music making from former members of the Radio 3 New Generation Artists scheme, and the music is all youthful Beethoven. Trio Ondine in his clarinet trio, the Sophos Quartet in the last of Beethoven's early Opus 18 set of quartets. And first of all, here, Beethoven for solo piano. Pianist Cedric Tibergien in one of his Opus 10 piano sonatas. There are three sonatas in the set, and this is the first of them. The key here, perhaps significantly, C minor, with Beethoven, was always a promise of drama.